Last spring on Morning Edition, we visited the garden of English writer William Wordsworth, who had a particular fascination with the wild daffodils surrounding his Lake District home. The flowers that likely inspired his best-known poem about daffodils were far more delicate than their stout and upright American cousins. They were sweet young things, a mere 8 inches tall, and in even a gentle wind, they'd curtsy lower. Those daffodils were there for generations, until recently when larger and rowdier blooms began muscling in. Here's NPR's Ketzel Levine.
It'd be a lot more fun to report the case of the mutating daffodils as a bona fide British mystery. But the reason wild daffodils in the north of England are getting larger is a woefully familiar tale. It seems the little bulbs are being genetically invaded by garden variety hybrids, cultivated forms that are growing on roadsides nearby. If there's any mystery here, says English Daffodil Society member James Akers, it's how those hybrid daffs arrived.
We don't really know when they were planted. They must have been planted over 4 years ago, because that's the time it takes for daffodils to produce a flowering size bulb from seed. But it's probably that they were planted up to 10 years ago, because there are a fair number of them growing, but nobody knows who planted them and why they planted them.
So what would the overall effect be if things were just left to happen? What would the hillside end up looking like if the modern bulbs took over?
Well, eventually there would be much larger daffodils growing there than the ones that have been there over the centuries, and people feel that they wouldn't have the appeal that the smaller, more graceful daffodils have.
Akers says that the smaller daffodils, classified officially as Narcissus pseudo-narcissus, Varieties pseudo-narcissus, were originally planted by the Romans.
Although why the Romans should want to bring them, I don't know, because all parts of daffodils are poisonous.
Not being able to eat them, it stands to reason the Romans liked to look at them. All the more reason, says Akers, to protect the ancient bulbs. Consequently, plans are in the works to relocate the modern roadside daffodils and to weed out those that have already been hybridized. James Akers says that process could take years.
I think one of the positive results is that more people next year, and possibly in the next few years, having read about it, will want to go and see Wordsworth daffodils, which can only be good.
The well-being of Wordsworth's daffodils is an almost pleasant travail this year compared with what befell the Lake District last spring when foot and mouth disease took its hideous toll. Tourism, at least, is now on the mend, with no small thanks to fat hybrids and golden daffodils. I'm Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
If you've got a plant question, you can visit Ketzel's Talking Plants website at npr.org.